Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Andrew Gray, the Healthy Leadership Mentor. We're in the middle of a season called If I Were, I Would. We're looking at five positions of influence and what we might do, what I would do if I held those roles. In our first episode, we talked about 10 things I would do if I were the Prime Minister of Australia. And then in our most recent episode, we looked at 7 things that I would do if I were a famous athlete. Well, we're getting into our third episode today, which is if I were a celebrity artist, an actor or a singer, something like that, what things would I do if I were that person? And quickly to recap, why are we looking at this kind of subject? We're looking at it because my belief is that the general public have certain expectations and hopes for the people that we see and follow and sometimes look up to in these positions of influence. However, we don't always see the responsibility and the accountability that we'd love to see. And so I'm coming from the perspective and the belief that there'll be many listeners and viewers who would probably agree with my sentiment and maybe even add some items to the list of their own. And so that's why we're looking at it. We're also making the disclaimer that we haven't walked, most of us, a mile in their shoes, so to speak. And so we don't entirely know what it is to be in these roles. However, we are listing out the things that we would hope to do, the things that we would try to do if we were in those positions. So let's get into it for another episode. If I were a celebrity artist, an actor or a singer, a musician, something like that, I would. 7 items I've got for you today. Let's get right into number one. Number one, if I were a celebrity artist, I would stop lecturing the public about how to live their life. Really quite simple. It's fascinating that the celebrity culture we live in with most of the world believes and just automatically accepts that if you have notoriety on a screen or your face is known because of being on a screen, then therefore that affords you the authority or the license or the right to tell people how to live their life. Well, outside the bubble of celebrity world, nobody accepts that. Nobody goes along with that. And yet we have sometimes sat back for too long, the public that is, and allowed people in these positions of influence to lecture us about how to live our life when really, if we're talking about, you know, particularly Western nations and sovereign autonomous countries, we don't have to respond to that. We don't actually have to do what these people are telling us to do. And it's a funny notion that just because someone gains notoriety as a famous actor or a famous singer, and don't get me wrong, some of these people can be incredibly good at their craft, but that also doesn't automatically mean that they have earned or gained the right to lecture the rest of us about how to live their life. We've got to, as the public, put pressure on breaking ties with that correlation. There is no causality there that just because you have a certain number of followers or you have a certain amount of recognition of your face from being on a screen that therefore you're allowed to tell everybody else how to live their life. So if I were a celebrity artist, I would stop doing that. Number two, don't try to superimpose my beliefs on everyone. Again, this is similar to number one, which is just because you have a big following or you have a wide-reaching voice or an audience that appreciates your artistic work in the world of movies or TV or live performances, whatever space you might happen to find yourself, that doesn't therefore mean that you now have a certain amount of authority to superimpose your beliefs on everybody else. Share them by all means. Promote them through the platform that you've got if you want to. But please, we need people to stop short of trying to superimpose their beliefs on us that just because they hold it and because they've got a following, that means that we should somehow automatically adopt it without using our own brain. As for me, and as for many people watching and listening this episode, our response to that is no. We're going to use our own brain, we're going to use our own thoughts, and we don't need celebrity artists to superimpose their beliefs on everybody else. Number three, if I were a celebrity artist, an actor, or a singer, I would treat award ceremonies less seriously. Don't get me wrong, everybody, well, most people, Most people love a good dress up, a good opportunity to get out and go to a party and have a night out and put your best gear on and have photos done. And I'm not against that whatsoever. However, we do watch a lot of these award ceremonies such as the Oscars, the Academy Awards, and you know, all these things, whether it's in America or wherever you live. We see these ceremonies and these people strolling in and sitting there as if what they are doing and what they're participating in is the most important thing on the planet. It just isn't. And so we've really got to have this pressure from the public to appreciate and respect their craft, but we want them to stop short of taking their award ceremonies so seriously as if what they had achieved was some kind of incredible medical breakthrough or some kind of amazing scientific discovery. We respect it and we appreciate it, but we want it in balance. We want it kept in context. And if I were a celebrity artist, I would treat those award ceremonies less seriously. I'd be grateful if I won something. I'd thank the people in my team and in my corner, but then I would take all of it with a grain of salt, because really at the end of the day, especially in the world of acting, these people are essentially being told what to say, where to stand, what to do, and just pretending to be that person. And some of them are really good at it. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are not that great, and we appreciate it and we enjoy the entertainment, but we want to bring down the seriousness level to a point that is palatable. Because really, at the end of the day, these people are not changing the world really as much as they are entertaining the world, and we've got to keep it in balance. So I would try to take the seriousness level, the importance level of the award ceremonies down a notch or three. Number four, if I were a celebrity artist, an actor or a singer, I would try to develop, if I hadn't already, I would try to develop another respectable discipline. In other words, try to show the world that you can bring more to the table than just the artistic craft. Am I minimizing what they do in their art? Of course I'm not. I appreciate it. I respect it. However, show us that you are like the rest of us. If I were that person, I'd try to develop another discipline, another strength, another string to my bow to help people realize I'm a learner. I'm a grower just like you. I'm trying to develop. I'm trying to expand. I'm not just existing in what must look like a bubble from the outside looking in. I'm actually trying to develop and grow. And I think that would help people feel as though they're more relatable. It would help the rest of the public feel as though these celebrities are actually a little bit more like us, a little bit more approachable, which really they ought to be. Because at the end of the day, if you take away the notoriety on a screen or a stage, these are just regular people just like the rest of us. Sure, they've got a certain talent and a certain skill, but everybody's talented. It just happens to be that their talent exists in a context where a screen multiplies their awareness. And so we need to do everything we can to bring this back into a space where it's a bit more down to earth and a bit more approachable. Number five, I don't know if you agree with my list so far. You might disagree. I'm good with that. Put it in the comments. Let me know down below. Respond. Send me some kind of reply. This whole season is for provoking conversation around these positions of influence. This is not for me to get you to simply adopt what I believe about it. Number five, if I were a celebrity artist, an actor, or a singer, I would try harder to practice what I preach. One of the great examples that I can give you right here is we often see people in these positions telling us what we should do and how we should live and what we should believe in and how we should care for the planet and the climate. And as I said, I have nothing against people sharing what they believe is right. However, if you're going to preach it, you've got to practice it. In other words, don't tell the rest of us that we need to do something about our carbon footprint while you fly private jets all over the world, here, there, and everywhere, when you could actually minimize your own carbon footprint. I'm into practicing what I preach. I'd love it if celebrity artists and singers did the same. And so it's very, very important that there's correlation and alignment between what you say and what you do. We teach this to our children. So we as the public need to have a bit more pressure, positive peer pressure, on these people in these positions to also practice what they preach, whatever arena it's actually in. It's not a matter of do as I say and not what I do. That doesn't work. We don't swallow that. In Australia, we say that won't pass the pub test, and it just doesn't. If I were a celebrity artist, I would try harder to practice what I preach. Number six, if I were a celebrity artist, an actor, a singer, a performer of some description, I would try to avoid living in a bubble and be with regular people. Now, we do understand and we accept this is not easy, especially as people grow in their fame and they grow in their influence and their recognizability. It's difficult for them to have a fully normal life. I get that. However, we do see examples of people doing it and doing it successfully. Two people I can think of straight off the top of my head, I think of a comedian and TV performer like Jerry Seinfeld, who, yes, he's extremely rich, he's extremely famous, et cetera, and yet we don't see him withdrawing from the public and existing in his own little bubble. We see him trying to be out and about in public, and in fact, we even see examples of him encouraging other celebrities to do the same, just to get on with your life and just talk to people and wave and be normal. Probably the number one that comes to mind is a guy like Keanu Reeves, who is often apparently found traveling the subway in New York, just hanging out with regular people, doing normal things. Yes, he's famous. Yes, he's got incredible influence, but clearly he's also prioritized the value of keeping it normal, keeping it real, as they say, and basically not living in a bubble that is withdrawn and separated from the real world. And so if I were a celebrity artist, I would try to do the same if I could. Number seven, and the last item on this short episode of If I Were, I Would. Number seven, I would become an ambassador for causes that support needy children and young people. I think one of the greatest things that anybody can do with fame, with wealth, with success, with all of these things that give you great opportunity is to do more for children and for young people. There are 1,000 causes that you could very quickly get involved with and be a part of that would add tremendous contribution to the future generations. And so I would strive hard to make those my causes to be an ambassador for, lend my name to, lend my fame to, without wanting anything in return for the benefit of children and young people. Well, that's a really short episode today. If I were, I would. If I were a celebrity artist, those are seven things that I would try to do. In next week's episode, we're going to look at our second last position of influence in this season. We're going to be looking at if I were the Minister for Education, I would. I can't wait to get into that subject with you because I've got a lot of things to say about that particular subject and context. As I've mentioned before, if you're enjoying what you're listening to and watching, I'd love it if you could subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, like it, share it, hit the notification bell. All those things help me to grow the channel and expand my reach. Also, in the show notes, you'll find links to my newsletter, which goes out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe to that. And also, you can check out more information about my core business, APG Elite. I trust you've enjoyed some of these thoughts. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. I'd love to hear from you. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, bye for now.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.